Center, where Dr. Johnny, with a bald eagle eye, is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C. and our country. If, and I repeat, if there is an inauguration on January 20th, then Joe Biden will most likely be inaugurated inside the Supreme Court with all the all the fake animation. It won't be the real Joe Biden. It'll all be fake, just like our fake election, just like his fake victory, just like his fake cognitive brilliant ability. It has to be this way in order to see what the enemy will do. Trump has to let the Dems fall on their own sword. Although, as things charge and change every day, every hour, it's quite possible that there may not be a Biden inauguration or a ceremony. Bad actors on the left may take to the streets across America and possibly put us all on alert. DC is only representative of things to come because the deep state is working to create the illusion to make everything seem hopeless for the patriots. Antifa and the insurgency will keep pushing to cause instability and danger across our country. The goal they hope to achieve tonight and tomorrow is to push POTUS to implement the Insurrection Act with martial law, with the emergency broadcasting system in place, and make it seem like there is the only recourse for Trump to call in the military lockdown to avoid tearing the country apart, which is exactly what will happen, and that is exactly what the globalists and Chinese want. Trump will fall to the... It's unbelievable. They want everybody to think Trump will fall. With the military lockdown nationwide, they're hoping to portray Trump as a dictator and go down in history as the man who destroyed America. But I don't think that's going to happen. As usual, Trump is many steps ahead of them and will quietly retreat to Texas. And right now, his main focus is to keep the country together. He really has to leave it all behind because there are too many traitors in Washington as well as in the White House. Even Jared Kushner is not allowed in the White House right now. To pursue and set up a second administration right now is too difficult when you always are busy draining the swamp. That will be another day, and trust me, that day will be coming sooner than you think. On several of my past shows, I have said that if there could ever be two presidents going forward, it would be now. It is obvious to the world what and who these two presidents are. We have one president that 80% of the American people voted for, and the other candidate that is the president-elect that the computers voted for. The best thing for all of us to do right now is just to take a deep breath. Let Trump regroup, and believe me, there's over 30,000 troops in Washington, D.C. right now. He's definitely regrouped. He's definitely regrouping and setting his strategy in place. These coming days and this coming weeks will be very revealing. We need to be smart and do our part with the good fight and work on the local level. This is how we can take our country back. In that regard, already starting in 2021, Dr. Johnny has attended the local city council meetings in his little town of Milford, Texas, and I will continue to go to each of those meetings. And, you know, during this new awakening that's going on in our country, I want to make sure that I stay active in our local city council. And I'll come out about what I'm doing in the next few months, because eventually in this coming year, I'll be interviewing everybody in town. So I trust me, it's going to be really interesting, and I'll keep you posted as we go along. So that's what we have to do now to take our country back. We have to work locally where we live. Remember, there is the 80% of us who voted for Trump, and that 80% of us, if we do our little part, you know, in our locality, we can all take our country back coast to coast. So we have to neighbor up, get to know your neighbors, even the ones you don't like, and start building bridges and start standing up for freedom, good morals, and our Constitution. In this way, we will get our country back. We are in control. In this way, we are strong, and our God army is bigger than their artificial intelligence. The only way we lose if we let fear into our lives. That's the only way. Work locally, folks. But however, we have to remember they're traitors on every level, and they have to be exposed to the world to see, you know, they're ranting and raving, and trust me, that will not last long. This is the near-death experience as a nation we need to have to see what we all have to do. Meanwhile, Trump is regrouping and forming his loyal band of soldiers and patriots around him to go forward, and it's not over, not by a long shot. The Dems will seal their own doom very soon, trust me. The impossible mission force continues, and in the past 2 weeks, special forces has stopped nuclear attacks in six different cities. Special operations have continued rescuing children, and that's now underway with the most comprehensive tactical maneuvers our special forces military has ever deployed. Antifa and other groups plan to attack Washington, D.C. today, Sunday the 17th, and blame it all on Trump and his supporters. D.C. is surrounded by several layers of fencing with razor wire on top and wall-to-wall, around the Capitol building. It's a wall. Christopher Miller, our acting Secretary of State, of Defense, has taken a walk through the whole D.C. on Thursday night and talked to our soldiers on duty. Believe me, they will protect Washington and counter any insurgents' activity. While the Washington, D.C. swamp is pursuing the 25th Amendment to oust President Trump, there are many other forces taking place. This week, every hour of every day had significant measures implemented coast to coast. So much activity is going on that no one person can fathom or put together what is taking place. This is the biggest revolution in our history, and it is global. It's global. The biggest revolution since World War II. So the dynamics to implement this patriotic revolution successfully are constantly changing, and they are incredibly fluid. Optics presented to the public remain the one primary strategy to get right, so I can assure you that everything I'm telling you is true, and if I mention high-profile targets being arrested, that's also true, but don't be surprised if they go back to their original role like nothing happened. Again, optics are very important. They have been given choices to come clean and play ball or continue their customary role as deep state traitors. Many of them are wearing ankle bracelets that have GPS trackers. Some of them do and some of them don't, but it's theater now and the drama has to play out so all the evil players will show their hand to the world, revealing who they really are. People have to see it to believe it. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in if there is an inauguration for the new administration, and it'll probably be in the Supreme Court. But this is drama right now. It's fake reality. Just take a deep breath and know it has to be this way for Americans to stay, and for all of America to stay together. It's important for all Americans to really see who the evil ones and the traitors really are. People are beginning to really wake up, folks. They know something's going on, and we need the rest of the population to wake up too. This does not mean that President Trump has quit. Not by a long shot. So please take a deep breath and listen to everything I have to say today. So many hearing my show find all this difficult to believe, or more accurately, difficult to stomach. Yes, Trump has already legally won the election and about 80% voted and supported him. Maybe in less than, 45 days, or maybe less than a week, that number might reach 99% of the people will support President Trump when the world sees just how horrible these leftist demons taking office really are and what they're going to do. That's what's going to have to take place for everyone to wake up. The game has been changed several times before and will change several times again by the hour, by the minute, when needed, in order to get everything right going forward. If you keep listening, I will give you background on how and why this has all taken place. So looking back on this past week, we saw Monday was another crazy day where Debbie Dingell was appointed as Speaker of the House pro tempore because Nancy Pelosi failed to show up for work to vote for her resolution to invoke the 25th Amendment against Trump, which was voted down by the Republicans. The vote was tried again Tuesday, followed by a separate vote Wednesday to impeach him. Pelosi also did not show up. Why? Because, hey, I already told you why. You know, and she didn't show up for a pro forma session on January 11th either. So when Pelosi returned, it was followed by a string of incoherent, inflammatory statements. And if you remember the previous week on Friday, she requested reassurances from the Joint Chiefs chair, General Mark Milley, that an unstable Trump should be prevented from launching a nuclear weapon. So she wanted those codes and wanted Trump from not having those codes. Of course, Mark Milley would not comply. On Saturday, during an online meeting with constituents in San Francisco, she claimed Trump supporters who breached the Capitol on January 6th had chosen their whiteness over democracy. On Sunday, during her appearance on 60 Minutes, she told Leslie Stahl that Trump needed to pay a price for inciting an insurrection. Then Facebook announced that it would be removing all posts containing Stop the Steal hashtag and for the safety of their users. In addition to all the social media companies who have blamed Trump since last Wednesday, he was deplatformed by his mass email service and debunked both by Stripe and his online payment processor and by Deutsche Bank, his primary lender for the past two decades. They're all taking Trump out of the picture, they think. Then PGA, you know, the Golf Association of America Board of Directors voted to terminate their agreement to play the 2022 PGA Golf Championship at Trump's golf course at Bedminster, New Jersey, according to announcement from PGA of America President Jim Richardson. Oh, they're all trying to just, you know, pin the bad name on Trump. And so he said, this Jim Richardson, president of the PGA of America, he said, it's become clear that conducting a PGA championship at Trump Bedminster would be detrimental to PGA of America brand, and it would put at risk the PGA's ability to deliver our many programs to sustain the longevity of our mission, Richardson added sadistically. It was a decision made to ensure that PGA of America and PGA professionals could continue to lead and grow our great game for decades to come. So, you know, so boom, another smear against Trump. For several hours, you know, during the week, the State Department website indicated that the Trump presidency had ended January 11th. Well, that was a hack. The disgruntled employee who altered the website is now looking at 10 years in prison for defacing federal property. This was an effort to cover up the latest travel decree issued January 11th by the State Department that canceled all overseas trips and planned extended travel. It's still in effect right now. There's no travel right now. Secretary of State Pompeo also canceled his European trip. Acting Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Chad Wolf has also resigned. In a letter to the department, Wolf said he has resigned due to ongoing meritless court rulings regarding the validity of my authority acting as secretary, which he said was diverting attention and resources away from the department during this critical time of transition of power. And I'll be right back.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And I want you to know that President Trump issued and declared a state of emergency resulting from the 59th presidential inauguration in the District of Columbia from January 11th to January 24th. This authorized the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA to coordinate all disaster relief efforts for the population in Washington, D.C. Whether Donald Trump has another 4 years in the White House or not, the Antifa and BLM and many left-wing liberals will still go on the warpath in Washington, D.C. That's according to all the chatter. Some people will get hurt, and President signed these disaster orders so citizens can get assistance right away to help mend any of their wounds if they might have some. Many people are unaware of the changes taking place in Washington, D.C., while the mainstream treats you like mushrooms, that is, keeping you in the dark and feeding you crap. Did you know that Trump declassified all the Spygate and Obamagate scandal documents? Did you know back in November that the CIA changed its logo? Did you know that they have released many, CIA has released many of their classified materials containing decades of UFO files? Did you know that the White House on January 12th announces the National Artificial Intelligence Initiative Office? They will provide infrastructure technology that will reveal differences differences between good artificial intelligence and bad artificial intelligence. Did you know that Trump has signed new executive orders and directives for hot fusion mobile energy devices that they will use now, you know, that they already use to power spaceships, but also, you know, to help, you know, when they colonize other planets, they'll have these to give them power. And did you know he's now authorized this same technology to be used to provide essentially free energy to humanity here in our country and all over the world? He wants everybody to have free energy. So within a few years, we will not have any more power bills. This is all part of the Nassara and Gassara plan that Trump and his team will continue to put into place. I'll talk more about that in future shows. So throughout our life, Americans have been told to be paranoid of the Russians or Al-Qaeda or some other evil demon. Now we've got to be paranoid of China and everything. We were persuaded to spend millions and billions and trillions of dollars on the greatest military on Earth to keep wars going. But now we're on the brink of being taken over by a simple psyop and black ops and blackmail from our largest trading partner, China. Worst of all, at least 30% of our populace think that's okay. They think that's great. For the record, the American government only does its planning several years ahead during new administrations and between each election cycle. Conversely, China plans hundreds of years ahead, and this is the fundamental difference in the two strategies. They will continue till they attain their goals, and for many of you, that might be difficult to accept or to understand, and all I can tell you is what we have that's going on right now. So please, don't shoot the messenger. Now it's unavoidable. There will be a revolution, and every step of the way, Donald Trump is making sure that we have the least damage of life and property in our country. Did you know the Q movement started after the JFK murder? Do you realize that there were at least 200 generals who got together and who said, we've got to fight this evil? We can't do it in 5 years. We can't do it in 10 years. We can't do it even in 20 years. But we've got to start our fight and get our country back, and we've got to play the long game. That was in 1963, again in 2000, and again in 2011. So President Kennedy did not die in vain. That death, rightly or wrongly, created a movement which is playing out to fruition right now. And that is very much what's going on and the way that the White Hats want it. Everything is going the way the White Hats want it. Now it's up to Trump, who has to play the long game. He has to win. And it's very frustrating when you're sitting at home, when you're, you know, nearly, you know, trusted everybody, you know, that you trust has been turned off of social media. But now the wall of silence and objective lies can be to our advantage. So don't doubt anything. I'm here to say, don't doubt yourself. Even when Biden takes office, don't just hold on. Just within a week or so, you will definitely know the difference. This is the long game, and right now it's coming to a head. So neighbor up, start building bridges, stock up, get some toilet paper, let people speak their minds, even when they're wrong, you know, even when they're liberal, just, you know, metaphorically embrace them right now. So it's time for us to stick together. The Trump team and Trump himself are in no way worried by the way the present development is going. And the object of the long game is the bad guys have been and have to be so confident of victory. This is the most difficult part for people to understand. They have to believe they're winning. For years and years, they got it all their way. They were used to buying people off. They were used to blackmailing and threatening them. And I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. You know, we're now looking for the first time, you know, this is their last stand, folks. They've never played defense before, and this is their last breath. This is their last stand. You know, they are terrified. They're getting sloppy. And this is why they want to impeach Trump and destroy all his followers. You've heard them all say that. Let me show, we have to let them show their hand, and they will. Naturally, they will let their guard down, and that's their undoing. And I can truthfully tell you that President Trump does have the backing of the U.S. military, and the reason that the deep state is going all out against Trump is they know it's either him or them. This all goes back to 1963 and those over 200 generals, and they all made an oath to save the Republic, and they're not going to give up on you right now, the American people, or the people of the world that are so dependent on the United States. So the game is on. It's been on for a long time, but now it's coming to a head. And for the most part, it's been covert in the past. Now it's getting going to be overt. And yes, all the house of cards that the mainstream media has propped up are going to come down. And that is perhaps the first thing that the general public will see and understand. The ordinary general public will soon have all of this in their face because they haven't seen it before, but now they're going to learn. And they have to understand what's happening. Of course, everyone, including Trump, is in Texas. It's the only place that you know, they didn't have Dominion voting machines. We should begin to understand that the Lone Star State has their act together to be a beacon of freedom for the U.S. and the world. The Dems keep moving here, trying to turn Texas blue, but they have not succeeded. Just because Biden and Harris come into office, it might be for just a day. Don't be destabilized. The bad guys are very good at throwing stuff in our eyes and trying to make us think that we've lost when we've actually won. That's the point. We have actually won, but most people don't know it yet. More and more people are waking up, even the Democrats, and that's why the walkaway movement is so successful. Soon there will be such a tsunami of constitutional support that the left will fall on their own sword. But difficult times lie ahead, starting today, even harder than we've ever been through right now. But I absolutely assure you that this will come out, and we will come out on the other end even better than before. The people who have planned for this moment have been planning since the murder of JFK, and it's confirmed to me that victory is definitely in the cards. It's absolutely understood that if we don't change the banking system, it's not going to work. And if we don't change the way the money is lent to people and don't change the way money is moved around and all the scams that they've done it with, it's not going to change the system. They are changing the banking system as we speak. Our planners working with Trump are deeply committed to the welfare of America and the people of the United States, and understand that America has to go back to the gold standard. And to me, that's very exciting. There is a lot to be done, and it's not over yet. The worst is yet to come, even before it gets better. So just take a break, take a deep breath, neighbor up, get local, and, you know, get your provisions. And if the phones and the power goes out or the internet goes out, don't panic, stay calm. Everything will be all right. Don't stop believing. It's important right now, especially now, that we all work locally, because there are some interesting global changes taking place, and I'm reporting to you right now. And this came from two or three different sources from mine, and I've verified that the Khazarian Mafia seeks to surrender as this second American Revolution gets underway. Yes, you've heard me right. The deep state is in a state of panic, and they want to surrender. Donald Trump is the first U.S. president ever to fight human trafficking, and human, child, and organ trafficking is bigger business than the oil business. You heard me right. Human and child trafficking and organ trafficking and all that is bigger than the oil business. So Trump started right away in 2017 and has been breaking up all that human trafficking ever since. And most of those underground bases are either destroyed or under white hat control. They have even eliminated the evil satanic mastermind, Yarami. Also, UK tunnels were mostly destroyed. The special forces are continuing to rescue these children in underground satanic nests, and now the ones in the UK are also being rescued, and also around the world, and they've been working now in Africa, making it more difficult for the deep state to get their fountain of youth. If they can't get their child's blood and the adrenochrome, and then they're worried because they will begin to age faster, get sick, and die. This is one of the main reasons why things are so fluid right now. Yes, the deep state is negotiating with President Trump. They are so scared, and they're willing to make a deal. The events of this past week and the coming weeks will go down in history as one of the biggest, if not the biggest, revolution in all of our world history. We are not talking just about the fall of the United States American Corporation. We're talking about the end of a system of slavery that has continued to rule humanity for thousands of years. This is worldwide. When the pedophilia market goes down, the globalists go down too, because they can't get their candy. So much has happened these past few months and these past few weeks that'll make your head spin. Did you know that the entire Dutch government has resigned? That's right. Did you know that the Estonian prime minister has gone missing? Did you know that Angela Merkel of Germany has stepped down? That's right. She's no longer in power over Germany. She stepped down. Did you know that the Italian government has collapsed? That's right. Did you know that there's not a monarchy in the UK? You heard me right. No more Queen Lizzie, no more Prince Charles. Did you know that Buckingham Palace has been stripped of all its art, treasures, and wealth? That's right. Did you know that the Russian government has resigned and Vladimir Putin is in charge planning their future? That's right. And many CEOs from many top corporations have resigned, including the CEO for Intel. They don't have their candy, folks. The pedophilia and the childs are not available anymore. So they're freaking out. Here in America, the U.S. military is now officially on the warpath. Over 30,000 troops are in Washington, D.C., and this war is happening on all levels. Multiple U.S. soldiers like General warriors, you know, are taken to the comm, and you know, generals like Michael Flynn and Thomas McInerney are the ones who have gone on record to say a second American Revolution is underway and is affecting the whole world. I can also report with that the Octagon Group in Switzerland is neutralized. And hearing the repercussions from both the P3 Freemasons and Russian FSB sources that the Caesarian Mafia, specifically the Davos Group and the European Dark Nobility, has reached out to the White Dragon Society and its allies to negotiate surrender. Yes, they want to surrender. It's the most powerful organization in the world, and as P3 put it, the deep state is in a panic. They want to negotiate. They understand at the highest level what is really happening, and they are afraid. Folks, like I said, they're not getting their candy anymore. This is going to take some time because it can involve many complex exchanges of documents and actual face-to-face meetings, you know, not via networks, face-to-face. And this is maybe why I believe POTUS secretly took a flight Saturday, January 9th, to his golf club in Scotland. Hey, no golf in January in Scotland. In fact, there would be no one at the club this time of year. It's mostly covered with ice, which gives Trump the perfect opportunity to use his resort as a refuge while he negotiates the freedom of the world from satanic forces. Remember, these are the same hidden families who privately own such institutions as the UN, IMF, BIS, you know, Bank of International Settlements, and the World Bank. This is why arranging an orderly transition cannot be expected to take place overnight. Anything that replaces it must be democratic, meritocratic, you know, on merit, and has to be visible to all. These are Trump's terms. However, the longer the Caesarians delay their surrender, the more likely it is they will be hung from the lamppost instead of just being forced to speak to the Truth and Reconciliation Committee. I'm sure that Trump gave them his conditions, and there is no compromise. You know, take it or leave it. You know, it has to be democratic, based on merit, and visible to all. Those are Trump's conditions, and he wasted no time and headed right back the following day to the White House. Keep in mind and know that the world can deny that the U.S., you know, and President Trump has the support. They just can't deny that he has the support for 75 or 80% of the people, and the latest voting audit shows that Trump won California, which will easily give him all the Electoral College votes he needs to win. So whether you love him or hate him, he genuinely was elected by humans, 80% humans, not by a computer. all around the world, things have really started buzzing. North Korea is openly building their nuclear capability, but secretly behind the scenes telling the Trump administration they are wanting not to answer to China. They don't want to have anything to do with China. So Trump lifted all the sanctions on Taiwan, so that returns them as a sovereign nation. The president of Italy has also been arrested. In the latest indication, Pope Francis is dead. His personal doctor died last week of COVID-19, supposedly of COVID-19, and presumably he was killed to prevent him from telling the world that the Pope is dead. There are also a lot of weird blackouts last week and last weekend in the Vatican, Berlin, Pakistan, where nearly half of the countries were completely without power, especially in Pakistan. More raids were deployed, and my sources, they told me the White Hats captured $34 quadrillion worth of gold and other assets from the Vatican. The other blackouts that were in Pakistan was to prevent a major deal going down where the CCP, the front corporation, you know, the communist Communist Party of China, they were seeking to buy General Electric for $5.4 million, and Nancy Pelosi was setting up that deal. It was on her laptop. That was stolen by special forces in the January 6th raid, during that raid. And, you know, GE makes all of our, you know, engines for our jet fighter jets, or many of them. And so in the wake of this targeted corruption of our government by the Chinese Communist Party, one wonders if some compromise operations were also to take down the hostile takeover of CD. Well, Nancy Pelosi, you know, tried to swing that deal. That's why she was trying to get the codes away from Donald Trump. General Mark Milley wouldn't do it. And now the mainstream media will blanket and cover all this up, and it's time to see what's really happened. So in the executive order of 13959, signed, and this is to put the Odin project, this is to launch the activated emergency broadcast system, or they say the emergency alert system, same thing. This executive order will prohibit any any corporations who have invested in Chinese companies or supporting them or have ties to the CPC. This puts them under immediate exclusion from Wall Street. So Bitcoin could crash, and the mainstream media will also not report that. But all this is coming down. I mean, this is intimate. And to be honest, I do not think anyone knows what's coming. First, 100% certainty, because literally it's a do or die for the deep state bad actors right now. So right now you got to choose your side, folks. It's real clear. Right or left, red or blue, Trump or Biden. It's real clear. That said, I expect to see a lot of suicides with no investigations in the coming weeks. And I've got Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly, make it quick. What you got?
I want to thank you for your work, and I think that we need to order hair tissue mineral analysis and breathalyzers on every member of Senate and Congress, and Lord help the laboratory that diagnoses their stuff.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I've pushed for cocaine testing for many years before a candidate is done, and so I will certainly help to make that happen. If they want to send me the hair, I will do it, Dr. Kelly.
Right on, and I'll do the muscle testing in our super, super secret grand jury, and I'll be the forewoman. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. I'm in love. She's my lost love. All right, so folks, no one knows what's going to happen next. Confusion is everywhere, and that's one of Trump's aces, and is playing nicely in his global poker game. This may well be the final act of the deep state bad actors, who are ruthless and evil beyond imagination. As a white hat, and cyber soldier, you know, we're instructed not to reveal too much sensitive information in the public spotlight too soon. So everything I've been revealed to you has already happened. And so we're chosen, you know, as neighbor and our public face, we got to make sure we neighbor up and strengthen our bonds with our neighbors. It's so important. So please understand, it's necessary, you know, to keep this operational security in the final stages. And so that's why now the deep state swamp creatures realize that Trump is not just looking for reelection. He's completing the work of JFK, who got knifed in the back by Bush Sr. and European banksters when he tried to end the CIA and the fiat desk-based currency in the instant magic credit system. Perhaps Trump is just as frustrated as, you know, a patriotic businessman who is recruited to become president and complete the white hat triangle of constitutional power necessary to defeat the dark enemy of mankind and bring into a new age of awakening and freedom from financial slavery. Catching the corrupt mainstream media and social media swamp creatures going way over the line into electrifying and engineering, this election engineering, will, whatever fabrication necessary to demonize Trump and the Patriots, was a culmination of the ultimate sting operation, and now the net is tightening as Twitter and Facebook share prices plummet. The big broadcast networks are also in line for complete house cleaning, and they're going down too. This will especially be clear when Radcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence, provides his report on January 21st on any foreign interference in our national presidential election. This is the last stand for the deep state, and now they realize they've lost at the political game of chess that Trump is so cleverly taking back control of the Constitutional Republic and destroying the central bank system, which will eventually fall like dominoes around the world. All half a dozen countries, including Canada, involved in the election fraud are being identified with power outage special operations and curfews. And I envision a unified America from north to south. You know, North America and South America into one landmass, brother and sisterhood cooperation through the exchange of goods and services for mutual benefit. But still, the closing act of the revolutionary play has time left to feature Pelosi's closet being open and the investigating announced, you know, January 6th into her father, initiated by JFK to investigate Nancy Pelosi's father. It's starting to look like Trump will follow what JFK tried to do, and he's going to finish the job. One scenario could have the internationally coordinated Biden election fraud revealed before January 20th, which under the executive order of 2018 would make the election null and void and bring an interim military government, and this patriotic military government operating under the laws and rules of the Constitution would finally have a chance to look at all the mainstream media and make them non-existent and completely reveal the election fraud. So during this interim period, military tribunals will expose the right and the left, deep state swamp creatures and criminals, and the new political party emerges will make America great again. On March 1st, the investigation of the 2020 fraud is concluded and the election results are certified. So I'm just letting you know that there's many scenarios that goes by. We're starting to really see what's going to take place. And one quantum computer scenario, you know, Trump picks John F. Kennedy Jr. as vice president or General Michael Flynn. After all, Pence is not going to, you know, be vice president anymore. And a great new American party will be in place as Trump becomes the first president of the United States Republic of America later in the year and perhaps in a few weeks. Who knows? So I'm just letting you know that another scenario might feature the 70% purge of the deep state actors in the Senate and the House facilitating the November 3rd, 2021 you know, and make a new election in 2021 on November 3rd, and those elections will have paper ballots. So the shocking revelations of the cabals, U.S. political and global crime syndicates spawn a worldwide phenomenon of awakening, and this is the result of weeks of military tribunal evidence showing worldwide under the emergency broadcasting system that all the neutralized media is found guilty of electioneering on behalf of the foreign power and foreign election and violations of 2018 executive order. So the Trump sting operation is in the closing stages of a historic transformation and the new evolution of the planet with a new financial system that does not burden the worker with unnecessary interest on the fiat money supply is created a virtual world of money account, credit, and eliminated the credit debt, and all that is all paid up. You know, there'll be a debt jubilee, and there, you know, it'll eliminate all that usury compound interest that they had for so long. So I'm just telling you, folks, having said that, based on everything I'm hearing, we're dealing with a group that is above the level of visible governments. This group is headquartered in Switzerland. Their planning of the COVID-19 is at least as far back as 2012, and they want to reduce the world's population by 90% and enslave the rest. We know that. The problem is they have control over most of the visible leaders of the world. And so when those leaders aren't getting their candy, they're not getting their little kids, they're not getting their adrenochrome, they're not getting their blood, you know, that means that they're going to drop like flies. And my understanding is the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and Corporation made a deal with China to elect Biden. And so that's their way of taking it all over. But this chaos and system collapse over the coming weeks and months ahead in the West will only be something new and better will emerge. And trust me, Trump is in charge, and he will take our country back. He will take our world back from this demon, from these demons, and we'll come out on the other end with our country and our world better than ever before, as he keeps saying over and over in his latest speeches. It's going to be better than ever before. That's what he keeps saying, folks. You've heard him say that. He's not giving up now. No way. With 30,000 troops in Washington, D.C., and we've got a state of disaster in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Utah, and L.A., and amongst other places in the country, we are on alert. We're ready for battle. Whatever it takes, we're going to win. I'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.